The Aldis podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the US and Europe. Today, you are listening to our ServiceNow series, where we interview the best and brightest of the industry to share their story, advice, and views on the exciting world of ServiceNow and digital transformation.
Hello, everybody. It's Mark Kelly, Chief Customer Officer and co-founder of Aldis. Welcome to our ServiceNow podcast series. Today's episode, we have got Hej Hemantraj, and Hej is Fujitsu North America Director Technical Lead for the ServiceNow practice. Hej, thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. A pleasure meeting you.
So I'm really excited to have you on the show because what's really interesting is you're working with customers, but you're also a ServiceNow certified master architect. And you know, I think there's only probably around 200 of them, if I'm not mistaken. And I've done some basic work in the kind of sysadmin space, and I mean very, very basic work. So I could only imagine the work and that you've had to do to get into this startup space. So it'd be great to hear a little bit about that. But before we do that, maybe give us a little bit of a run through of your career and how you into the world of ServiceNow.
As you said it, my name is Hej Hemantraj. I live in New Jersey. I work for Fujitsu North America as a technical lead director for the ServiceNow practice. I'm also a ServiceNow certified master architect. And I started my career about 12 years ago, primarily looking into the UI UX design and also as a web developer. And I was lucky enough to get into a project where a client was one of the early adopters of ServiceNow. And I think it was Aspen release, and that's when my ServiceNow journey started. So I started as a developer, consultant, and eventually into this role.
And tell us a little bit more about the work that you do at Fujitsu. What does your role encompass?
Yeah, so my role is primarily twofold. So I'm a director, so I'm responsible for the ServiceNow technical practice for North America within Fujitsu, which is focused on innovation. So I lead a team of subject matter experts and primarily involved in implementation, but we also work closely with all of the different verticals within the ServiceNow space, which is pre-sales or helping with the sales enablement and also with the Center of Excellence. And as a ServiceNow certified master architect, I also help customers with strategy, roadmap, implementations, and advocate for best practices and guide them in their transformation journey. So my purpose is really to help simplify technology, because the world that we live in, technology is getting complex every day. So it's best to stay current, stay relevant, and also to simplify it.
Yeah, I love the way you've got your finger on the pulse from the technical aspect. Then you're comfortable working with customers, because I can only imagine in the world that we're in now, you've got a customer that says, I want to use generative AI on this, or I want to be able to solve this problem by throwing some type of machine learning algorithm with it. And sometimes in that case, there's the chance of over-engineering a very simple solution. So how have you navigated the ServiceNow platform? I know you've been doing it over 6 years now. How are you finding it currently? And we've obviously got new tools such as Now Assist. How are you finding them?
Not a lot of people realize that Fujitsu is also a product company at heart. So we manufacture one of the world's fastest supercomputer, and we spent more than $1 billion in R&D. And we have our own AI platform, talking about AI. It's called Kozuchi AI, which allows customers to run a POC and to also see value across multiple AI solutions. So I've been with Fujitsu over a period of 6 years, and it's great to see how much we have evolved, not just as an organization, but also the practice. We started the ServiceNow practice in North America, primarily around 2017. Earlier, we had a much more larger team across the globe, but we didn't have that much presence in North America. And then we started to expand from that. And right now we have a fairly large team that supports many customers across US and Canada.
Tell us about some of the customers' case studies and work that you're helping them with, and maybe some of the challenges that you're helping them to overcome.
Yeah, so we help customers across multiple areas. So primarily it's either ITSM or ITOM, which is the baseline. Most of the customers actually start their journey with ITSM and ITOM implementations, but we are also helping them in a much more larger scale across transformations. So Fujitsu has been doing consulting for over a period of 30 years. So we bring in all of that expertise, but also we are spread across multiple areas within the cloud platforms as well, such as SAP and Oracle. And we bring in collectively all these expertise when we go with the customer. So for us, when we do the implementations, ServiceNow is just one part of the implementation, but primarily it's across the enterprise. We help them transform as an organization.
So we talked about ITSM and ITOM, just those kind of starting blocks. And a lot of people know ServiceNow for that. But as it's kind of 52% of the business, you've got huge aspects now for additional modules to bring through, where you've got human, that kind of HRSD aspect, you've got asset management and a variety of different areas. Are you finding more people now looking to expand and actually take on additional modules to have that kind of full suite?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I think I would say there was an era where ServiceNow was primarily being looked at as a ticketing platform. But right now, it's a much more than that, and it has so much more to offer. With all of the innovation and a lot of what the customers has started to see the value of the platform, and they're starting to look at other modules, as you mentioned. And so what I'm primarily focused, at least for this year, I'm seeing a lot of customers adopt towards GRC, which is governance, risk and compliance, or integrated risk management. That's their primary focus, or SecOps, and slowly looking into other modules such as SPM as well as CSM, depending upon what type of industry vertical that you belong to. So yeah, I mean, the trend has been across not just ITSM and ITOM, because yes, that is the foundation of it. And also coupled with CSDM, once you have all of your foundation elements in place, then it gives you a platform to go forward.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
We know ServiceNow, the platform, and we already talked about some of the benefits that people can get from it. What are some of the challenges that people who maybe are new to the platform, they're not taking advantage of it? You know, it's quite a significant investment to do that. What simple advice would you offer those people?
Very good question, Mark, because I see mostly customers, although they are paying for the platform, they are not taking full advantage of it. Some of the features, for example, are you have a visual task board. It's a beautiful dashboard. It's always been there, but not a lot of customers actually take advantage of it. The other thing is you also have a virtual agent. You have service operations workspace. And multiple other capabilities within the platform itself, such as reporting. Some organizations think, well, reporting is always has to be as fancy as Power BI. If you have all of your data within the platform and with all the AI capabilities built into the platform, you might as well start leveraging those capabilities as well. And I would also suggest or recommend that enterprises should start thinking about areas and processes where you can simplify your workflows as well as bring in more automation. So you might have a lot of customers doing time-consuming or labor-intensive activities. So think about how you can actually use ServiceNow to be able to guide you with that. And also start looking at a lot of the homegrown solutions as well. I've seen many customers have a specific use cases or business case where they have developed these legacy homegrown applications, and they have maintained it over a period of time. So think about migrating these to ServiceNow. It'll give you the same flexibility, the access control, and the platform is always available, and you don't have to worry about any of the maintenance or the operational costs of upkeeping that application. And lastly, you know, I would also say, now that you know you have the trend of generative AI, many organizations want to start with the AI adoption, but they don't know where to start. So I would say or recommend that ServiceNow is the platform that you can also start thinking about implementing AI, because it takes care of all of your day-to-day activities from an employee standpoint, but you also have ServiceNow touching upon multiple different areas across your enterprise, as well as the operations of it. So what's a better place to leverage ServiceNow? And the other thing is, AI is not new to ServiceNow. They have been having predictive intelligence, platform intelligence from over a period of time. And we have seen it best leveraged in ITOM AI Ops. And yeah, of course, you know, I think ServiceNow is a good place to start if you're considering starting with the AI.
Yeah, it's great advice, because I think, unfortunately, with media, different applications come through, you can get a kind of a warped view for what it is. And ultimately, what AI is data and its algorithms bringing it together. And if you don't have good data, it doesn't really matter what type of AI you have. It's going to be very challenging to fully reap the benefits of that. And as you rightly said, ServiceNow have been in this space for quite a while. And you know, they've been acquiring companies in the world of AI for at least 8 years that I'm aware of, and then bringing in and fine-tuning that into their offering. And it felt like the last 12 months, they've really hit the ground running, but there's so much going on in the background there, which is great to see. And people want to have self-serve. They want to be able to add value themselves. They don't want to be waiting on a customer chat line or engagement that's going to take time out. They just want to be able to do it when they want it and actually apply that. So you've been in this area for quite a number of time, and we want to get a good understanding of the advice you'd offer your younger self if you're starting out, because we've got quite a few people coming up from the RISO program who are listening to the podcast and want to get some good insights about their journey. And what better way to reflect and actually take time out to maybe ask you that?
Sure, absolutely. So I think the key is gaining the functional knowledge and process knowledge early on. I think that is critical. I did realize this at the very initial stages of my career, and I started to start honing in on those skills and starting to focus on more of those skill sets. But I do see a lot of consultants today. They have a great technical skill set, but I think they're lacking some of the functional and the process expertise. But having this combination of technical and functional knowledge will definitely take you. So that's the advice for ServiceNow consultants out there. And also think about the user engagement versus the platform enablement. Of course, both are critical and equally important, but I think you should always look at implementing an application, it is important to look at it from a user usability perspective and user lens perspective. And the other thing is, ServiceNow has been growing and evolving, and it's getting better every day. So whether you're a customer or a consultant, stay committed. And invest time in learning, as I mentioned, and keep up with the latest technology trends, because you never know which technology might integrate with ServiceNow. And next thing you know, you are doing an implementation on it.
Tez Hayes-Matraj from Fujitsu North America, it's been fantastic to get your insights today and your experience. As we said, really great to get your perspective, because not only you're a director and technical lead for the ServiceNow practice, you also come from that certified master architect experience, which you can keep in your fingers on the pulse. So it's great to get your insights and your advice on the show today.
Yep, thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.